I'm really glad we decided to ditch that restaurant and come back here.
No, it was not that it wasn't a nice place. I enjoyed the shots. I know, times have changed. It just didn't feel right. I mean, I know high school was like 10 years ago now, and we haven't really seen each other since then, but it just didn't really feel right treating you like a regular old first date. This feels like something bigger, maybe? I mean, especially for you. Man, you were totally, absolutely in love with me back then. And I wouldn't have given you the time of the day. Don't get me wrong, I know I was a bit of a mean girl, but I really did love your friendship. And back then, I just couldn't cross that bridge for whatever reason. I don't even really know why. I was just looking for something different, I guess. But I do have to know, I've been wondering for so long, what was it about me? What is it that you loved so much? See, now that makes me wonder, what if I had picked you over my ex-husband? Like, life could have been so different. But I don't really want to talk about him. Tonight's about us. Celebrating the past and the present. Come on, do you maybe want to have a little fun tonight? Yes, I'm being serious. I think you just can't believe it. It's the moment you've dreamed for so long, yet you never really truly believed it would come. Don't be nervous, though. I have an idea that might help show you how cute I think you are. Go stand over there in the corner across from me. I want to watch you put on a show for me first. Show me that you trust me and that you want to make me happy and not just satisfy your own unscratched itch. You want to start with the socks and take them off? No. Not the easy way. Stay standing. Put some work into it. Oh, it's kind of hard, isn't it? I can't lie, it's cute watching you struggle with your socks. But that's all right. The hard stuff's over now, isn't it? Now just the really gutsy stuff, I guess. Why don't you go ahead and ditch the shirt? Slowly. Make me want you to take it off. Well, isn't that something? You've been hiding a gorgeous body under that shirt. Do you want to show off for me a little bit? Maybe flex a bit? Show me your guns. Or you could do a little dance. Why don't you show me where you'd like me to touch you? Your hands. Not a nipple man, are you? Yeah, I saw your hands slipping down. That's okay, though. Tonight's all about new things and fantasies. You know, I think right about now, my hands would be working on getting those pants off of you. Do you want to turn around for me, babe, and slip them off slowly so I can appreciate that ass while you bend and snap for me? Yeah, I know you know how to bend and snap. Come on. And go slow. I really want to appreciate the show. Oh, you dirty boy. Those legs of yours and those hips. Well, maybe you're not the only one with an itch here tonight. do you want to do another dance for me? I'd like to see your hips move. Yeah, I like it like that. Move those hips, babe. Oh, roll them. Do you do TikTok dances? Yeah, I think I recognize those moves. Those are real cute, baby. I bet you want to see me put on a little show now, huh? Yeah? Okay, well, I'm gonna need you to drop your underwear. That's the price of admission. not bad. Not bad at all. It looks like you're ready to go. Come here, follow me over to the bed. It's time for my show. I'm just going to get you to lie down on your back and close your eyes, and we're gonna do some work to separate the dreams from the fantasies. And relax. I have another surprise for you. Don't worry, just let it happen, trust me. It's just a soft rope, and as long as you don't struggle much, it shouldn't hurt. I'm just going to slither and slink it around your wrists and knot it here to the headboard. And I have another one for your ankles. When they tighten and bind on you, doesn't it feel so good? Doesn't it feel so nice? Okay, go ahead and open your eyes. Okay, so unlike you, I stopped at my underwear. Although I kind of have a feeling you're okay with that. You seem like the kind of guy who loves teeny tiny, barely there lingerie. And that's what I wore tonight. But, you know what would be an even sweeter sight? Is maybe my hand wrapping around your cock. And then I could gently start to slide over the top and the tip and down to the base. How long have you fantasized about this? How long have you dreamt and prayed for this and done this very same thing, imagining it was me? Then again, I'm sure it wasn't exactly like this, was it? No. It never really is, though, right? Life can be a bit rough that way. Truth be told, had it happened in high school, it wouldn't have been anything like this. But you know, after years of being the good girl, the churchgoer, the happy-go-lucky wife, it felt more and more of a need and a build-up. A need to have power. Actual power. A bit of a burning desire to just, for once, make others please me and fulfill my wants and my needs, my urges. Don't get me wrong, my husband's was fine. He just didn't have it, you know? So I got on the internet and found the local BDSM scene, and I dove in nylon feet first. I was slow at first, about as slow as I'm stroking you now. How does that feel? Yeah? Good? I've had a lot of practice teasing men. I had to use a code name in the scene, so I started to go by Mistress Carrie. And within 6 months, I was the most popular dominant in the state. But it wasn't enough. It's never really enough once you get a taste, you know? Because, plot twist, I'm still a married woman. Oops! Still living that goody-goody wholesome life. I know that idea makes your high school brain go gaga. Imagining our lifetime of love and marriage and domestic bliss. And then you find out that I'm filthy woman. The longer it goes on, and the more frequently I find myself penned up and needing a release or an outlet, that escape back into being Mistress Carrie is just a sense of freedom. But of course, things don't always go smoothly. It's never that simple, is it? The more I needed that escape into the scene, the more there just wasn't enough events or meetups or, hell, even willing male subjects to satisfy what I need. And what I really need is a full-time, available sex slave. My own, private, frustration-free fuck doll. And then, just like that, you popped up on my recommended friends list. Thanks, Zuckerberg! That's right. Dreams do come true. You get to be mine forever, just like you dreamed, and, I'm going to get my fuck doll, just like I wished for. But enough talk, huh? I feel like we're wasting time, and, that was almost a villain monologue, wasn't it? we should be enjoying ourselves. I don't want to scare you much. Or maybe I do. But, I haven't even really begun to savor you. So, let me get these panties off. I don't really need them in the way while you please me. And, I'm just going to straddle you. And keep myself just above your face. You can take in my exquisite pussy just out of reach of your slutty, hungry little mouth. But I don't want you to lick it yet. I just want you to take it in. Take in the scent of it. You know, cats like to mark their territory with their scent, and I'm no different. How about you take a deep breath for me, baby? Breathe me in. Besides, I'm not done toying with your cock yet. Oh, yeah? I heard that moaning. Does my hand feel good wrapped around your shaft? Yeah, feels amazing, huh? And what about my pussy? I think you should be focusing more on begging me to let you taste my pussy. Can you do that for me, babe? Can you beg for me a bit? No. You've got to do a lot better than that. I want you to beg me with all that want and need and painful puppy love from high school when you didn't even have a chance. You've waited your entire life, not even really expecting this dream could actually come true, and now it's right in front of you. You don't want to miss this opportunity when it's right in front of you, can you? So you should beg for it. No, beg, baby. How bad do you want it? Now, that's what I wanted to hear. Come on, get your tongue out and I'll let you taste the fruit that you've been fantasizing about for so long. Oh yeah, just like that. And I just want you to lick me steady and controlled. Yeah, like that. I want you to lick me the same way as I stroke your cock. Oh god, that's perfect. Oh yeah. Yes, suck on my clit as I stroke your head. Babe, you're already leaking pre-cum. You can't come yet, though. This is only the beginning, and if you come, the rest of the night's gonna be significantly less pleasurable for you. Oh, yes. And, it won't really matter for me, of course. I'm gonna get exactly what I planned for. And I plan to get my fill while I have you here under my control. My little fuck toy. Yes, like that. I can't believe you just popped up in my recommends. I'm not gonna lie, I almost forgot about you, if I'm being really honest. Yeah, right there. Such a lucky find. And you've grown up and filled out a bit, and frankly, you're a real stud these days. Oh, fuck yes. I know I stole your heart all those years ago, and now I get to possess your body, and I don't have to steal your mind. Because you gave that to me when you accepted the friend request. And, I kind of had an inkling becoming my personal sex doll was the key to fulfilling one of your fantasies. And you just gave in to me. Yes. The minute I asked you to take those socks off. Right there, baby. And you let me tie you up without a single thought of how it might go sideways for you. Fuck yes. A little deeper. And that's the power I have over you. Over all men, really, once I get going. You're all just a bit, dumb when your body is busy anticipating the pleasure. And not really considering the possible danger. I'm so close, babe. Yeah. Oh, don't you dare stop right there. I'm gonna come, and I'm gonna come all over your face, and I need you to fucking lap that shit up. Fuck me with your tongue, baby. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, your app's right there. Fucking keep licking it, hon. No more stroking for you. I think, Oh, don't look so concerned. I'm just gonna switch things up a bit. I'm gonna let you come. I just have to change my tactics a bit. That's right. I'm gonna ride that cock and fuck you completely silly. You'll be all mine forever after that, and after all, isn't that all you ever wanted? Yeah? Me too. Oh, I'm just gonna lick myself off your face for a moment. Oh, look at that. My pussy's just inches away from your aching and ever so desperately hungry, throbbing cock. I can see him dripping a bit of pre-cum, and I think I'm just going to take the tip and drag him ever so lightly across my pussy lips. Just up and down and around, and just get you a little slicker. Like that? Yeah, you want inside? Oh. Yeah, you do. You want inside, huh? Beg for it. Just keep begging. I fucking love hearing you beg for it. Hearing just how deeply into me you are. Here, I'll even lose the top for you, and then you can watch my tits as they bounce, and you can take in my whole body in its glory as I ride you, slow. Because I'm generous like that. Do you like that idea? What did you say? Undo the ropes. No, what a dumb idea. Now, tell me how much you love it, and keep fucking begging me for my pussy. Oh, that's a fun idea. Okay. All right. I'll let you in. And I'm gonna ride you until I come. And I don't care if you want to come before me. You don't get to until I say. And I really suggest you hold yourself together until I'm finished. Because you're here to focus on me. And you really should be focused on doing your very best to fuck me as hard as possible. So, just get my hips into position. Oh, God, that feels so good. And you're so hard. I can feel it stretch me as you slide in and thrust a bit. Oh, yeah. Eager. What? No, I'm not undoing the ropes. No, you're supposed to be deep under my spell so you can be my sex toy. Oh, yes. So eager and willing to be my not so little sex doll with real skin feel even. Aren't you lucky? I've just wanted this as much as you. I'm just gonna thrust on you a bit. I've wanted you at least since I found your vacation pics from last summer on your Instagram. And, fuck, that's good. You're good. Thrusting into me as I grind on you and flexing your cock a bit. This is your fantasy, baby. Your dream come true. You should make the most of it. Get your fill while you can. I can tell by your moans that you're so fucking in love with me. Here, how about I play with your nipples a little bit? Oh, do you think I forgot? I told you, it was a night of firsts. They're sensitive. But what if I just suck on them a little bit? Jump underneath me. Oh, yeah, baby. Speaking of firsts, would you like to revisit an old classic while we're here? And I have you for a moment. Yeah. Why don't you tell me about that? That time you told me how much you love me. Yeah, that was good. Keep going. Oh, tell me that you love me. Again. Don't stop, just keep saying it. You know what I really love? I really love how deep you are in my pocket. And in my pussy. Oh. All because of how pretty I am and those stupid teenage hormones that just haven't gone away. And I can see it in your eyes. I'm just gonna slow down a bit. You still love me. Despite the fact that I'm married and only using you to fuck my frustrations away. You don't even have a chance after this. Is it everything you dreamt of? Oh, are you gonna keep dreaming of me when this is all over? Oh, you're so hard and tight. This was really worth the wait, baby. You think so? Yeah, I think I'm getting really close. Oh, fucking thrust into me. Yes, yes, yeah, like that, yes. Fuck, stop. Fuck. Yeah, baby. Like, yeah. 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 Oh, so good. Oh, so good, baby. Oh, you're gonna be a great sex doll. And I think it's your turn now. I can feel your clothes. I can feel your cock's starting to get a bit harder and swell as I clench around it. And I can hear your breaths tighten as that tension builds. And you're straining at the ropes, wanting to grab my hips and fuck into me, don't you, baby? But you're all mine. All mine. And your cum's about to be mine, too. I'm so excited. Come on, babe. Let's go. I need you to let go and come inside me. Oh, fuck yes. No, I'm not worried about a goddamn condom. No, I need you to fucking come hard in me. And I want to feel you. Spurs of drips. Yes, yes, shh. It's about me. Shh. I can feel you as you come in me. I'm just gonna lean against you for a moment, if that's all right. Oh, I can feel your cock twitching in me. Your cum's just sloshing a little bit. It feels like it was a pretty big load, wasn't it? I feel so special that you gave it all to me. I can feel it drip out a little bit as your cock slips out and, you look really happy, my beautiful little sex toy. Well, your dream finally came true. I have to wonder, though, as you live your dream over and over and over again, will it maybe start to become a living nightmare? I guess only time will tell. But that can wait. We're not done quite yet, babe. That was really just the beginning. Well, I'm gonna take myself upstairs and take a shower and pour myself a glass of wine, and I'll leave you here to recover and take a nap. I know it's been a really big night for you so far, and I'll check back in a bit with a drink and maybe a granola bar or something for round two. Have a good nap, doll. And if you dare to dream, dream about me. Well, that was just something a little bit different. It was fun. I'm gonna go chop it all together now, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think in the comments below. This is my first script fill, so I'm pretty excited to see how it all turns out. Have a good one, guys. Okay, sorry, I just had to dip right back in here real quick and just be real clear about one thing. The whole godly woman thing. No. 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 Sorry, no. No, thank you. No. Mm-mm. Cheers. Okay, bye.